Verse 47, the Bible said, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." It came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it. Smote the Philistine in his forehead, and the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. You can be seated. I won't preach if God will help me a little while just on the battle. The battle. It's been on my heart. I've been thinking about the battle and wondering about this thing of the battle and the fight that we have as the people of God. I've been thinking about this record here, how David, thank God, went down to the battle. And you know, I got to thinking that you can either be in the battle or be around the battle. There's one or the other. Most people's out the battle. They're not in the battle. But David got in the battle. I don't know what kind of battle you're in tonight, but if you're born again, you're in the battle. I'll say tonight, I've been in the battle a long time. Sometimes I wonder, why am I in this battle like this? I wonder, is it ever going to let up? I wonder if it's ever going to change. That we go through this life and we're not, my friend, in any rest. It seems like, thank God, as a child of God, there's always a fight. There's always a battle. It seems like in the family, there's always a battle. In the ministry, it's always in the battle. In the mind, there's always a battle. It don't matter what it is, there's always a warfare. I wish sometimes that I could find the place that there wasn't. In the battle. But I'll tell you, there'll always be a battle. Amen. Here David came down. You know the record. Goliath was the giant. Bible called him a champion. But David come down. He marched and made mockery of God. Made mockery of the army of God. But David came down. And David, thank God, seen what was going on. And David, God, stirred up about it. Hey, you know, when you get stirred up, somebody will try to put the fire out. Amen. And they said, "What you come down here for? You naughty in your heart. Thank God you got pride in your heart." But David came. Thank God to see how they was getting along. But friend, when David got there, he seen, thank God, that the giant was blasphemed. In God, blaspheming the armies of God. But when God touched David's heart, thank God, and David had a testimony, thank God, he had done been in the battle. It wasn't the first battle he had. Thank God, that's why he knew he could do it. Amen. I'm telling you, there's some battles that you encounter in this life, and you're going to have to fight them. Thank God, there ain't no running place. You got to hook in and fight the battle and stay with it. If you don't stay with it, my friend, you'll tuck tail and run and give place to the enemy. And my friend, you'll find yourself living in defeat. Amen. That's right. I wonder why I'm in the battle. I'm thinking about this thing. David come down, they said, "Well, what you down here for?" He didn't like what he said. He said, "Is there not a cause for me to be here? Is there not a reason? I mean, God had me to come down here, and I see that you're not standing, you're not a fighting. That's why we're at today. Thank God, that's what I said. We're around the battle, but we're not in the battle." Amen. We say, "Preacher, it's just too hard. I mean, you don't know what I'm going through. It's too hard." David did say the battle is the Lord's, and we got to recognize that. Thank God, we look at how big giants are and how big things in our own life, and we say, "Well, that's just too big." Amen. It is for us, but it ain't for him. I'm glad I know who's a fight my battle tonight. It just sometimes I get my eyes off of it and
I try to fight it myself, and I get in a mess and never win. And like them boys, they're sizing it up. And many times have you looked at the problem you are going through, or the giant in your life, that you said, we can't do it, we can't take him, we can't win the battle. But I said, thank God I know one that's already won the battle. You know what the problem is? It's a faith problem is what it is. It's just believing God. And out there, when you get into that, and God can give your heart faith to believe what he said, I said, God's got to give it to you. You just don't have it. He's got to help you in it, Brother Larry. Down through the years, how many times have we faced something big? Ain't got our own life. And we just had to get God. Ain't got in on it. And be in connection with him. Thank God, Brother Dale. And he might fight for us. And believe him. Thank God to get the job done. Amen. That's right. Boy, it's a fight in my mind these days. You know, I sit around and I wonder some things. And a fight in my mind. It seems like the devil's on me all the time. And a fight in my mind. And I don't know why I get beat on so much. And I figured out it's the right thing for me to have been beat on and wrestled with. The only way, thank God, I must stay where I need to stay is to get beat on and fought with and have pressure in my life. Pressure shows you where to turn. You're going to have pressure. Preacher, I like an easy religion. You're not going to find it. Listen, amen. I've been this way for 30 years and I hadn't found no easy way. I hadn't found no easy way to get out. And there wasn't no easy way out. David looked at him. Thank God, went to Saul and said, well, he said, I done killed a lion bear. He said, thank God, God delivered them into my hand. And he said, I know that my God can do the same thing for this uncircumcised Philistine. I wonder why we doubt God tonight on what God can do when he's done took down giants in your life. Thank God, you've already seen him do something, and you still sit there and you say, well, this is a big problem. And it's too big. But God's bigger than that. If you'll trust him in that. Thank God David knew that. He wasn't too old. But he had a lot of faith. And he believed God Almighty. And then you get plugged into him. And thank God get to believe in him. He'll do some things for you. Amen. Win the battle. It's already been won. Thank God. We need to fast tonight. Amen. That's right. He's doing that. Amen. Boy, the devil attacks me in my mind and tells me, said, you ain't no good. Well, I'd agree with him on that, you know. But he said, you can't do nothing. And he said, you know, when I started preaching, I had a lot of people tell me, he said, you can't preach like that, you know. And you can't take your coat off and you can't walk around like that and preach. People are not going to come hear you when you do that. And it's just the voice of the devil. That's all it was. Amen. God said, be who I called you to be. That's all you can be. Amen. Amen. That's right. I've learned along the way. I hope I got more sense now than when I started. But I still know there's battles. Amen. There's battles in the mind. And we have mind battles. The devil will tell you to give up. The devil will tell you your boy never will get saved. He'll tell you you can't guide your family the way that preacher's preaching. Hey, them sinners will never get in. It's just a big giant you're looking at. You're not looking at the God that can take the giant down. You're looking at the problem. I'm going to tell you tonight, thank God. I'm talking about the battle. Look, there's a battle on. And the battle's in your mind tonight. You'd be surprised at a congregation this size. Thank God that fought the devil today and fought the mind today. Thank God. I tell you what we need to do in this hour. Thank God we just need to get to God. I tell you if we can get to God and get in connection with him. Thank God that's where the battle's won at. Hey, the battle's not won. Thank God in the church while I'm preaching. The battle's won back at the house. Thank God on my knees. I'm before God tonight. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. So David said, you know, he wanted to put that armor on him. He said, we'll put this armor on him. He said, here, this is a good fighting material. He said, well, he said, it might look good to you, but I hadn't proved it. He said, I can't go with these.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, they want you to go with everything else in these things. Well, I'm going to tell you, how many times has the battle been down at the house of God when you knew it was preaching that God used to get a hold of hearts, and this singing like we've heard tonight, get a hold of hearts, and you go down the church and you ride by one where the parking lot's full and they done changed, and you wonder why. I wonder that sometimes. Why am I struggling? Amen. I went down the other day to my kin people's house, and they had a little dollhouse for my granddaughters. Amen. Now, and granddaughters call you to do some things. And went down there to get that dollhouse, and there that man was. And thank God, live in a rich neighborhood. He's kin to me. It had a BMW in the driveway. He's smiling, you know. Had his, thank God, college gear on. And I was wondering about that. I thought, God, I mean, I'm fighting and battling and going through all I'm going through. And I wonder why my cars are breaking down. And I'm wondering why I struggle to pay my bills. And I'm wondering, God, why is it always a fight? Why does these people always look like they're happy? I mean, I got my eyes in the wrong place. I got that Psalm 73 disease. Instead, I got envious at the wicked. I wondered, why is it going through that? I wonder why. Thank God, family members want to fight against you. I wonder why. Thank God, we can't get along with everybody. Hey, when there's a battle, thank God, there's going to be an enemy. There's going to be opposition. Anytime you fight the battle, thank God somebody's going to rise up against you and fight against you. Hey, thank God this is not an easy road. Thank God, but it's a blessed road. Amen. It is a narrow path. There's no room for luggage on it. Amen. A lot of people won't take their luggage on the narrow path. Amen. It's going to carry my world down the narrow road. There's no paid place for that. I believe when a man's granted repentance and he turns from sin to God, I believe that. Amen. I believe a man gets saved when he truly repents and believes. And I believe there's somewhere in a sinner's heart. I believe this right here. I believe somewhere in that. That's why you can't talk people into getting born again. You can't talk. Why you get down here and talk people all the way you want to? That's not the problem. You talking to them. So, I tell you, some people think they're smarter than God. That's why they got to get down there and try to do His business. That's where the battle's at in the church tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
There's battles in sinners' hearts tonight. Amen. They're battling over the world. They're battling whether they ought to, thank God, make a move to God. And the devil tell them, don't move. Hey, there's always going to be battle. The battle before you get saved is within.
Yeah.
Esau and Jacob struggled. They struggled within before they was born. That's where the struggle is in you tonight. If you're not saved, the struggle's within. You get born again. There's a moment in a sinner's life that the Holy Ghost and him connects. And it's in complete submission to the authority and lordship of Christ to give yourself up and die to yourself. Thank God unto God and be born again. And I tell you, I only know in my own life when it happened. And you're going to have that if you get right with God. Amen. And that, listen, that's something you can't do. God's got to get you there. You can only respond to the act of God. No man can come and set the Father draw him, and when God draws, you act upon the draw.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. If God don't draw, you ain't gonna draw.
Amen.
You ain't got the desire to. Thank God you can get off philosophy and head knowledge all you want, and the battle in the public race philosophy in every way we can come the sinners and try to get them to make a move. Buddy, I'm telling you, God Almighty don't deal with their heart. Amen. We're making them a proselyte and a twofold child of hell, and they'll down all their lives and go to hell. My friend, I'm telling you one thing, leave them alone and let God do the business. Amen. I can't go with these. You say, what you going to tell them, preacher? I ain't going to tell them nothing. That's not my business. That's God's business. Preaching is not an invitation. Preaching is a declaration.
Amen.
When preaching goes on, declaration goes to the sinner and gives the invitation to his wicked, dirty, rotten heart.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost reproves him of what he is.
Yes,
and shows him he's lost. Amen. And when he gets under conviction and God reproves him of his lost condition, it won't take him long, thank God, to want to get saved, because he can't bear that too long.
Amen.
Amen. If he gets in it deep,
yes,
there's a battle going on.
Amen.
That's right. David got down here and he wanted to put his armor on him. Listen, I appreciate you men of God.
Him.
I appreciate what you preach and God, but God's got to put the armor on me.
Amen.
I know what works for me.
Amen.
And it'll work for you too. But you got to experience it before it'll work.
Amen.
He said, I know where to go get stones. Amen. He done been down there before. Amen. He done been at the brook before. And I found out if you're going to get stones out of the book, you got to get on your knees to get them.
Amen.
Amen. You can't get them standing up. You got to get on your knees to get the stones. Hey, God, you know, we want such an easy religion today. We live in so much pleasure and microwave religion at a day and time. Nobody want to get on their knees no more and wrestle with God and get something from Him. I tell you, God, when God gives it to you, but I'll tell you what, you're going to have to get on your knees to get some ammunition. Thank God to fight the enemy. If you don't get on your knees, you probably won't get it. Amen.
Yes,
God, there's a wrestling and there's a battle in my mind.
My
God. There's a battle in the ministry today. There's a battle in the ministry. Sure is. Somebody said, preacher, is it easy? No, it's not easy.
No.
You say, what have you learned about this thing? I tell you what, I'm going to church with a message. You've got to give it to me and preach it. That's what I've learned.
Amen.
Whoever's there is going to get it.
Amen.
I can't preach it, but who ain't there?
Amen.
Amen. That's just what I've learned down in the house of God. That's what I do. I'm satisfied with that. Amen. That's right. Just satisfied to get a verse of Scripture. Get it in your heart. The message's in you.
Amen.
That's right. Hey, God, you say, preacher, you got a message. It's in me. If I got a message, it's in me.
Amen.
Amen. The message is in me. It comes from God. If I'm going to preach, I'm going to preach. Hey, God, if I don't have nothing, I'll tell them I ain't got nothing. But I'm telling you one thing. There's a pressure in the ministry today for performance. Amen. And it's all been built up. Hey, God, by the brethren. Amen.
Yeah. Come on. You're preaching.
How many of y'all running? You know, they say, how many of y'all running?
Uh-huh.
What about that? How many of y'all running? Huh? What's that got to do with God?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Now everybody learn to have people in them pews.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to preach to somebody that ain't there. But boy, I got that thing, I just like the preaching. I really used to get aggravated with people laying out of church. I'd get a message from them the next week, you know, and they'd come in. And the Holy Ghost said, that's foolish.
Amen.
He said, I know how to take care of you, preach to the flock.
Yeah.
Amen. Just get something from God. There's always a battle. There's a battle in the ministry today. Amen. There's pressures. That's right. Thank God. People say, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? God put me in this position. He didn't tell me to get it from you. He told me to get it from Him. You can't tell a man how to preach. You can't tell a man how to run the house of God. Amen. He put him in the position. He didn't put you in the position. Hey, God didn't call the deacon. Hey, God, or the woman in the church to run it. Hey, God, He called the man of God to run it. Amen. There's a battle. There's a power bearer today. We'll dress him up, you know, and put him in this armor. He looks real good. You know, we've got it down to a science now. We think because we wear this tie and all this good garb, you know. I tell you what, David didn't have it on. If we could get, listen, the Holy Ghost could work a whole lot deeper in our church if we'd get beyond preconceived thoughts of what's going to make Him work and distrust Him.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I just don't believe that God could work in that. Leave that up to Him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
There's a battle in the ministry. David went down there and got five smooth stones. He stuck them in his shepherd's bag. Amen. That's right. And he went down there with the intention to use it.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, it'd do a whole lot better. Thank God if you wouldn't be afraid of who you're preaching to.
Yes, sir.
Boy, he wasn't too concerned about pleasing the king. Thank God. He said, I ain't going what you got. Amen. The association might want you to go with something else. Amen. That's right. I tell you, you better go what God puts in you. Amen. He went there what God said. Amen. That day he knew what would work. Why don't you stay with what works? Thank God. We're trying all this other mess. Trying to win the battle. And it don't work. I'm so tired of psychology and legality, and I'm not talking about standing for God. I'm talking about everybody just got to have everything crossed right. That makes me want to kick something. Did you see they didn't sing that song just right? Oh, hush. That preacher sure. Listen, Jesus come down the road one day and that whole crowd was around him. You know what they said? Who's the greatest? Who's the greatest? Who's the greatest? Boy, isn't that about the way it is down at the house of God? Who's the greatest preacher and the greatest singer and the greatest church member? I tell you, he said this little old boy is right here. He said it wouldn't be none of y'all. Y'all don't even have an understanding of the kingdom. Amen. Wanting to be the greatest in it. Amen. Thank God he said them that's humble, brother. That's what he said, like this little old child. That day there's a battle today within our own minds in a ministry. Thank God. We better stick with what's working tonight.
Amen.
Amen. God help us. He went down there and got them stones. He put them in his bag. He took off toward the giant. He ran toward him. Boy, I was wondering why we backing off today.
Amen.
Preach, brother.
Well, we got to run from this issue. Huh?
Yeah, you're right.
Boys down there in my country, they always are fighting over this, all this transgender and all this stuff. Boy, ain't no need to shut the issue. Just stand flat-footed and preach the word.
Amen.
Amen. David wasn't fearful to fight. Amen. I tell you, there's a lot of people in the battle tonight, and then there's some just around the battle, like that crowd that said, and they wanted to criticize him. And what you doing down here? What you taking this kind of stand for? And what you're in the battle for? I tell you, friend, there's a battle tonight. I wonder if you're in it. Of course, he took it out of his bag and put it in his sling. And under the sovereign control of God, slung it. Had to put some action to it.
Amen.
I've seen we live in such a lazy day. Listen to me. I believe this is the center of the church. And I believe in preaching. But I tell you, we've got so many lazy people in the pew. And buddy, you know what? They turn this pulpit into a performance stand. That preacher gets up and preaching on the way home. He's battling his mind. What in the world? They just sat there and looked at me. They didn't have no unction on their heart to even testify. Sing, just go through the motions, and nobody wants a fight no more. Nobody wants a battle no more. That's where Elijah got. He thought he was the only one. God said, I've got 7,000 that haven't bowed their knee to Baal nor kissed him. When you get in that shape, just go ahead and believe it. Hey, God, if somebody else has done been through it, and they're still in the fight. Hey, God, don't give up. Don't quit. Hey, God, the battles are raging. Hey, God, stay with it. Somebody might get born again if you stay in the battle tonight. That's right. God help us. You ever get discouraged? I do.
I wish I could tell you I didn't. He threw it and hit him in the forehead. Of course, you know the record. He fell flat down. And you know why the battle's the Lord's? It's the Lord's. He knew whose battle it was. He went with confidence. He went in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Slang it and slew him. Took his own sword and cut his head off. What's your battle tonight?
Amen.
What is your battle?
Amen.
Are you in the battle? There's victory tonight. He prevailed, it says. Yes. He prevailed.
Amen.
He prevailed. He prevailed. That's right. He prevailed. I'll tell you, the biggest battle I ever had in my life was with sin.
Yes, sir.
I had the biggest battle in my life with sin. I was lost and undone without God. Sinful, wicked, dirty, rotten, no good for nothing. And I heard an old story. How the Savior came from glory. And prevailed over sin. And he said you can never win the battle against sin. You can never win the battle against sin. You couldn't ever win it, Brother Larry. You couldn't ever win the battle against sin. Never could win it. You can try to quit sinning all you want to. You'll never win the battle. Never will. Never could get out of it. Never could. Sin had you and you never could get out of the battle. Some of you tonight's wanting to get out of sin, but you can't get out. Right. Amen. Until you say you can't get out. Amen. And I saw I couldn't quit sinning. Amen. Goliath said, send a man down to fight me. Thank God the man Christ came.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's right. Thank God died on an old rugged tree.
Amen.
Thank God he prevailed over sin. He gave his life for sin. He died for sin. Thank God he got victory over sin. The only way a man can ever have victory over sin and the battle of sin. Thank God all the battle's the Lord's. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You'll never get saved. Do you see who can save?
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody asked me one time, they said, Brother Hyatt, are you a Calvinist? I said, what is one?
Amen, brother. Amen.
They said, I don't know, but they said you was. Buddy, you go back to the day you got saved and you go to right now, son, and it's been one fight. And it ain't just been with the world and your own family. It's been with the brethren.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Boy,
come on. Man, you're right.
Yeah, baby.
It's been with the brethren.
Yeah.
Buddy, I'm telling you one thing. Just because a man don't believe just the way I believe, and he's born again, man of God, and believes this old-time path of God, you think I'm going to fight him? I said, I know one thing, and I'll say this for a congregation anywhere. Salvation's of the Lord.
Amen.
And I never would be saved tonight if he hadn't saved me. And I'd have never got out of sin if he hadn't took it from me. I'd never been righteous had he not imputed it to me.
Amen. Amen.
I'd have never been born again if the Holy Ghost hadn't come.
Right.
I'd never be justified if he hadn't rose again.
Amen.
I'd never have a new life unless he had birthed me into a new life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Listen to this, and I mean I'm through. I gotta get out of the way. I've been thinking about this. Now listen to me before you say something. God changed my position. But people say if you not change, well, a sinner can change some things.
Sure.
But he can't be new unless God makes him new. I've been more than changed. I've been made new.
Amen.
I don't have no past, man.
Amen.
What am I changed from? What did the baby get changed from when it was born into the world? You better get a hold of that one, buddy. It'll make you want to get in the glory. He made you new, son.
Yes.
He made you brand new. He said, you're brand new.
Amen.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Amen.
We tried to change people.
Yeah.
You can't change them.
That's exactly right.
They need to be made new.
Amen.
There's a battle, friend. There's a battle in the church. There's a battle in the world. There's a battle. In your mind, in your ministry. There's battles in marriages. There's all kind of battles. But I'll tell you what, it's already been won. The battle's the Lord's. I don't know what battle you're going through, but I know who can take care of it.
Amen.
I appreciate you hearing me.
Amen.